Hello, and welcome to The Joy of Yes with me, your host, Graham Tate. You're listening to the fourth and final episode with my special guest, Christopher Border.
I was going to ask you about NAIL.
Yes. The Northern Alberta Improv League.
Yes.
Formerly the EIL, or EIL.
And what did that stand for?
Edmonton Improv League.
Oh, I see. That makes sense.
It's in Northern Alberta. We started having Fort McMurray would come down, I think, so they changed the name. And also Lloyd Minister as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Lloyd Minister?
Lloyd Minister. Yes, Lloyd Minister. Not Minster. Minister.
Lloyd Minister.
Minister.
It's in the religious belt, the Bible belt of Canada.
We actually have Marvin Barry made a video for CBC called Keeping Up with the Albertans coming out soon. And we have a great joke about Lloyd Minister coming up in that.
Oh, okay.
So
I will look out for that.
Yes, you'll love it.
I lost the train of thought there.
Nail.
Oh, yeah. So NAIL. Yes. NAIL.
So what about NAIL?
I'm just curious. I mean, what has been your
NAIL experience?
NAIL experience. Well, yeah. Not so much NAIL experience, but have you been involved with NAIL as an adult helping other high school kids?
Yes. So I've experienced NAIL as a judge, a coach, and a player. In high school, they introduced it originally because back in the day, our high school team and some other high school teams would do a weekly lunchtime show. Where on Wednesdays at lunch, you go in your theater and you do a show. It's cold as shit outside. Kids don't want to go. There's nothing else to do. They go watch improv. You got to do a show once a week, and you have, which is so important. If you're trying to learn how to please and connect with an audience, you can do improv rehearsals for your drama teacher in your drama room hundreds of times, and you can cater to their sense of humor, what they like, but you're not going to learn how to make a room full of people laugh. So I think our team really benefited from having a weekly show where it's like you get that exposure, you get out there, you get to find out what doesn't work, which is more important than learning what does work sometimes too. And because of that, a lot of schools, when they'd show up for either the Nose Bowl or for CIG, it was sometimes, if they're grade 10s on the team, the first show they've ever done ever, or the first show they've done since the one show they did last year, or like their third show of their life. So just the show exposure was a lot less. So you've had kids who like wouldn't know how to project properly. You wouldn't have your back to the audience. Kind of just basic that kind of stuff. You wouldn't know how not to talk over each other. If you're off on the side during a scene, you're talking to your friend the whole time and being a distraction. So they're like, what if we had more shows? So the EIL started, which was, oh man. At that point, it was like there's maybe two or three throughout the year only. And it was at Archbishop MacDonald High School, I think. And you just go to the high school and all the teams would compete exclusively just for the teams. So we would do a show and you get to watch everyone else, which was fun to kind of like see how the teams were leading up into it. And then that evolved into the NAIL, which was then a monthly thing where once a month you would go and do a show, or every second month you would go do a show just to get more exposure. So as a player, I loved it in terms of like, great, we got to do more shows. I coached a team for a couple years and got to do it again and enjoyed it that the kids got the exposure, and I think it really helped out them. And then as a judge, I've done it as well. And that can be, it depends how often you do it. If you're doing it lots and you're sitting through a lot of improv for some beginning improvisers, it can be a little bit draining sometimes if there's a lot of kind of like waffling or not knowing. Not to say that all the scenes are unwatchable by any means, but if you're also just used to watching, if you're like in rapid fire, you're probably watching already an insane amount of improv just in your life. As well, for years I was doing stand-up comedy, so I was going to maybe four stand-up comedy nights a week where I'm also watching a lot of amateur comedy. And then to sit through and pay attention for 3 hours to high school amateur comedy is like, oh boy, that can be...
It can be tough.
It can be taxing. So I have stepped down from my NAIL judging the last couple of years just out of, I think, my own desire and also just fairness to the kids, because I know there are people who have not sat through, you know, 10 years of improv as I have, who have more of an appetite to sit through it. But still, I think it's such a great thing to exist for teens to get that show exposure. And I'm very happy that people run it and judge it and sit through it. I just think you need the right people to do that. And I'm no longer that person. So.
Well, it's good that you at least recognize the fact that I'm – maybe jaded's too strong a word, but
– No.
Okay. Fine. You're a cynical old jaded person. Yeah. But, you know, at least to recognize that is a very wise thing to say. I, I need to let someone else take on this mantle because I need a break, and I'm not giving these students the best that they need to get just because I'm oversaturated with improv.
Yeah, and like I've definitely had those experiences given to me where someone's like, "Hey, I'm doing this thing. I don't like doing it anymore. You'd be excited about it. Do you want to take this on?" Or be like, "Yeah, absolutely. That's great." So then to, I think, eat up an opportunity that you don't care about and to take that away from someone else is also kind of like, well, why'd you do that? Because there's someone who's 20 years old who's super excited to get in there and be a judge and give feedback and practice that. So, yeah, I think it is good to learn also judging or coaching helps you improvise yourself a lot better because you look back at the basics and focus and what you need to have, the fundamentals, which can also be definitely useful to an improviser to just sit through that too. I find that noting shows or giving notes on shows, oh boy, I think I've done it in the last 2 years or 3 years, maybe one time.
Really? Just once?
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe I've done it total my life 4 or 5 times, given notes for a theater sports show, which is, I think, just because, again, the attention span thing is I have a hard time just like paying attention and focusing. And then I'd feel terrible if at the end it's like, hey, I was supposed to give you notes, but during that scene you were doing, I was thinking about how I might be out of shampoo. And then I started talking about like, do I even really need to wash my hair in the first place? And maybe if it got greasy enough, that could just be my new look. But I don't know. Can I pull that off? So anyway, that's what I thought about your scene. So it's like,
they're like, what?
Yeah, I find my notes would be like, I remember these funny lines. I like those. That's all. Dismissed. Yeah. But I do like, I don't know, seeing different improvisers and the notes that they give, depending on what their focus or background is. I think that can be really interesting.
When Marvin Berry goes down to San Francisco for Sketchfest and you knock it out of the park, as I know you will, because you always do, and then you come back and then Toronto starts asking you and Montreal starts asking you, and then you end up in New York and you end up in all these festivals and Second City and whatever else. I hope you'll still come back and be part of my little podcast when you're rich and famous.
Oh, we'll never be rich and famous, but we'll always do your podcast.
That has been recorded.
Oh, yeah. That's why everyone gets into sketch comedy. The money.
Thanks for listening to The Joy of Yes with my special guest, Christopher Borger. As it's coming up to Christmas 2019, I am going to be taking a much-needed holiday. So, The Joy of Yes will be back in February of 2020. See you then.